ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
So if you're all set and ready, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
It's the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, science and nature. Category number two, German art, culture, and food. Category number three, swamps and wetlands. Category number four, dogs. And category number five, godparents. All right, science and nature, German art, culture, and food. Swamps and wetlands, dogs, godparents. Who's going to kick us off tonight? Michael from Barrack Heights. Hello, Michael.
Oh, gee, feel pressure.
First up, exactly. You're out there in your crisp new whites, your clean, your new bat, which Mum bought you. How are you going to go?
I'm not very confident, mate. I think I'm the night watchman getting sent into face the music after the first one.
Science and nature, German art, culture and food, swamps and wetlands, godparents, dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to go dogs, even though I'm a cat person.
Oh, okay. Which type of hunting dog is named after a German city in the state of Thuringia?
It's a hunting dog. I'll try a Doberman.
Not a Doberman, Michael, but thanks. Good on you. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Not a Doberman. John from Pasco Vale. G'day, John.
How you doing, Phil?
Pretty good. We're in a category called dogs. Which type of hunting dog is named after a German city in the state of Thuringia?
I've never heard of the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only part of the question I know were dogs.
Which type of hunting dog?
I'll have a wild guess,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bid everyone good night. I'm just taking my bat and going home. Schnauzer.
Nine. Not a Schnauzer. No. I do like the look of a Schnauzer, John, but no, that's not correct. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not a Schnauzer. Albert from Townsville. Hello, Albert.
Hi, good night, Phil. I didn't think I'd get on that quick.
No, well, you're here, Albert. Welcome aboard. How have you been, right?
I was just telling Dave I got 9 out of 9 in the Aussie Rules tips on the weekend, but I only got 5 out of 8 in the rugby league.
In the rugby league, okay. Yes, finals season coming up, eh?
Yeah, it looks like the Swans might have shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, it's very, 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 very sad. From every possible regard, isn't it? Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Swans board met tonight and they'll be announcing sanctions tomorrow. But it means that, star players will obviously miss matches. You know, but there's the whole business, of course, infinitely more important of what went on. And we know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What went on, you know, and if there is a victim, what they are, what happened, we just don't know. But it's obviously serious enough because the board has taken the view and they know more than we do about what went on.
That's right, yeah.
Terrible, terrible. All right. I know. It certainly killed it for a lot of people, probably me included. Albert. Question number one, we're in dogs. Which type of hunting dog is named after a German city in the state of Thuringia? It's not a Doberman. It's not a Schnauzer.
Would it be an Alsatian?
Not an Alsatian. No. Oh. No. Sorry, Albert. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye. No, not an Alsatian. Andrew's in Smithton in Tassie. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Colin. How are you going?
Oh, no, not bad. Yeah, pretty good.
What do you know?
No, not much. You got to know something here about hunting dogs. What? Which type of hunting dog is named after a German city in the state of Thuringia? Not a Doberman, Thuringia. Not a Schnauzer, not an Alsatian.
I was hoping for another question.
You can have another question if you can get this one.
Yeah, I know that. But if I can't get this question, I won't get another answer, will I?
Do you want a nanogram pair? No, you don't want that. No one wants that. I enjoyed them. Lots of people did enjoy the anagram pairs, but anyway, let's not go there again.
No.
Which type of hunting dog is named after a German city in the state of Thuringia?
No, I don't know. Weimaraner.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, that was a lucky guess, wasn't it?
A Weimaraner, exactly. A Weimaraner.
I've had a German ex-girlfriend.
See. You had a German ex-girlfriend, or you had an ex-girlfriend who was German? Andrew.
Same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But we still speak every day, yes.
Every day?
Or every other day. Every other day.
Gee whiz, okay. Well, that's the best of separations. Good on you.
Yeah, it's just from Munchen.
Question number. I'm not going to go any further, Andrew. Question number two. We're in dogs. You can stay there, or you might like to go to German art, culture, and food.
Yes, I would like to.
Yeah, yes. Well, I thought so. Question number two: German art, culture, and food. Radioactivity, The Man Machine, and Computer World are albums from which German band?
Radioactivity.
The Man Machine and Computer World are albums from which German band?
Oh, I know this too. It's terrible. Well, I'm not looking it up. But
you better not be.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is. Damn my eyes. And damn your eyes too, Philip Clark.
Hey, steady, Andrew.
No, I'm eating the...
You've got to look after my... I've got one really good eye and the other one's coming good.
Right, yeah. No, I'm going to have to bow out on this.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Good luck to you and yours. 1-300-800-222. Lex in Burra. G'day, Lex.
Oh, hi, Philip. Oh, goodness. I'll just have to remove my mask and stuff. Sorry.
What are you wearing a mask for?
Because I go out hunting at night.
Oh,
okay.
No. Sleep
mask.
Oh, I see. You're sleeping one. Okay, yeah. Question number two. How
sexy is that?
German art, culture, and food. Radioactivity, The Man Machine, and Computer World. Albums from which German band, Lek?
Kraftwerk.
Correct. It is Kraftwerk. Yes, Kraftwerk, much lauded for their originality and all of that, Lick.
Loved them when I was, I don't know what I even listened to when I was in the 90s. And, but I was so scared that you were going to throw me a double anagram or a, what was
oh,
it?
Oh, anagram pairs, yeah, we won't do that again.
Gosh, that was hard.
Question number three, we're in German art, culture and food, you can move. Science and nature, swamps and wetlands, godparents or dogs, or German art, culture and food?
I might stick with German art, culture and
German art, culture and food. Alison from Bendigo says, Phil, June from Portland would have answered the anagram pair. She was good at them. She was, actually, June from Portland.
Yeah, she was, and I was so jealous and very, very feeling very under, what's it called? Not superior. What's the opposite of superior? Under furious.
Question number three. She was terrific, Juno, a great supporter of the Mighty Chant. Yeah. Question number three, German art, culture and food. With a name derived from the old High German for finely chopped meat, What's the most popular type of sausage in Germany?
Okay, so finely chopped meat, it has to be a Wurst or Wurst.
At worst.
At worst, it has to be a Wurst. At worst, it has to be a Wurst. I'm going to bow out. I know I've eaten one, and I know I've had one, and been in Germany and had one. So, Wurst, Liverwurst.
Not Liverwurst.
No,
but that is a Wurst, but it's the worst in this instance. Thanks, Lek. Bye-bye. See you later. Jane from Mudgee. That's correct, Ray in the Bay. Not correct. Kane from Carlton says it's usually a pretty safe bet to answer Kraftwerk's to a German band question. Yes, true. I saw them at the Meredith Music Festival a couple of years ago. Absolutely mind blown. A lot of my friends found it a bit boring given their expressionist nature, but it was for consumption by ears largely. Well, that's it. They were widely regarded as pioneers, weren't they? Particularly in the use of synthesizers and electronic forms of music. They pioneered a lot of that. Annie in Melbourne's got the right answer here. Annette in Perth, good. What about Joy in Logan? Hello, Joy.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Question three we're up to. German art and culture and food. With a name derived from the old High German for finely chopped meat, what's the most popular type of sausage in Germany?
I think maybe Bratwurst.
Bratwurst is correct. Very good, Joy. Very good. Bratwurst or Bratwurst is the most popular type of sausage in Germany. Question number four.
Yeah.
You can stay here in German art or you can, and culture and food, or you can move anywhere else. Dogs, godparents, science and nature, swamps and wetlands.
Well, you've got some good ones tonight. It's hard to choose. I've had dogs.
Dogs. Dogs it is. Question number four. In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Greek mythology. Wow. Argos, hero. It's funny how heroes throughout cultures have got dogs. A lot of them do, you know. I will have to bow out.
Okay. Thanks, Joy. Bye-bye. See you later. Jim in Campbelltown. No, that's not correct. Jane in Mudgee, not correct either. Paul from North Fitzroy, that is not correct. Ray in the Bay's got it. What about Jim from Alice Springs? G'day, Jim.
Oh, g'day. I'm really sorry.
In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Aluminium welding.
No.
I strangely, really have no idea.
Strangely not, Jim, but anyway, good on you. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Dear. No, strangely not. But there you go. Mitchell's in Glenbrook in the Blue Mountains. G'day, Mitchell.
Hey, how are you going?
Not bad. Question number four we're up to. We're in dogs. In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Oh, I probably won't be able to pronounce it properly, but is it Odysseus?
Yeah, no, well, if you can't, let's not worry about it then. You can't look things up. It's just stupid. Peter from South Melbourne. Hello, Peter.
G'day, Philip. I've missed you. Great to hear your voice.
Well, terrific, terrific to hear yours as well. Peter, I'm glad I'm here. Good on you. In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Could I just say that I've had a Doberman for 11 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he travelled around Australia with me all over the place. And sometimes during musical events, he would let himself out of the car and come into the gig and stop everyone getting out of the gig and into the gig by barking at them. And then he'd walk onto the stage and walk around in between the guitars on the stands and never knock anything over. It was the funniest thing in the world to see. Very intelligent dogs, those Dobermans.
They are. I always find them a bit scary. But anyway,
yeah, I reckon you get on the right side of a Doberman, you've got a friend for life. That's the way I see it. Yeah.
I know. Most of my association with Dobermans has been as a casual acquaintance, you know, so I'm never sure what our relationship is, Peter.
Better give me the question again, please, Bill.
In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Greek mythology, Argos. It's not coming to me.
No good.
I'll have to bow out. So sorry about that, Phil.
No worries, Peter. Thank you.
Righto.
Bye bye. 1-300-800-222. John from Newcastle. Hi, John.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
I should know this, and I'm not going to ask my dogs because that would probably be cheating.
Yeah, they would know.
They would. Is it Jason?
It's not Jason.
I thought it was Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, that's where we're coming in. Yeah, Jason. No, yeah, he was an Argonaut, not an Argosnaut.
I know. I couldn't think of it, so I just...
You know, no worries. Quite a lot of people on the text line have said Jason too. No, it's not correct. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate, bye.
Bye-bye. No, it's not correct. Joy of Logan, no, that's not right. That's not right. It's not Hercules. I've got a greyhound. Good on you. Joe from Melton's got the right answer. Kim from Blackers has got the right answer as well. Michael from Chester Hill. G'day, Michael.
Oh, how are you?
All right. Question four. In Greek mythology, Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Well, I used to be able to be good at Greek stuff. Can I just, before I go on and probably make a bad answer, can I just say a quick shout out to Dave, if he's listening, and all of the guys at RWC.
Done.
I hope. Yeah, thanks. Done. Okay, look.
What are we after? Argos was the faithful dog of which hero?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe it might be Odysseus.
Correct, it is. It's Odysseus. Ah! Odysseus, yes, in the current movie, The Odyssey, of course, the dog's in it.
That's the reason, because it's timely. And I imagined, yes, but Hercules would have been my actual guess, but thankfully somebody already guessed it, so not let's Hercules. Move on.
Not Hercules.
Uh-huh. No, it's not.
Yeah. And
one of them is Greek and the other one's maybe Roman. Is that possible? I'm not sure. But anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Mm. Ulysses and Odysseus, yes. Question number five. Okay, dogs, which is where we are, but you can move to godparents, swamps and wetlands, German art, science and nature, up to you.
I'll go with science and nature. That's my I might embarrass myself because I'm supposed to be good at these things, but, yeah, I'll go with science and nature.
Science and nature it is.
I feel sorry for whoever gets the question after me because nobody likes these ones, I know.
Which gas in the Earth's atmosphere is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis?
I believe that would be nitrogen.
It's not correct, no.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Michael.
Sorry.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks anyway. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Which gas in the Earth's atmosphere is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis?
Oh, gosh. Is it hydrogen?
Not hydrogen, no. Sorry, Karen. Thank you. Not hydrogen. M from Mortlake says, Odysseus' dog recognised him upon returning in disguise. I'm guessing that was Argos. Yes, it was. And John of Coburg says, Phil, you should have told your friend that Kraftwerk have made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, unlike the Smiths, Boston, Bangles and Susie Quattro. Oh, John, ill-tempered, John of Coburg, or is that just plain out a bit narky? 1-300-800-222. Those Hall of Fame things. And well, I suppose they're there for argument anyway, aren't they? That's the point of them. Ian from Penrith. G'day, Ian. Hello.
Hello, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Which gas in the Earth's atmosphere is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis? It's not hydrogen. It's not nitrogen. It's not nitrogen.
I'll take a punt at xenon.
Not xenon. No, it's not xenon. Thank you. No, it's not. Graham from Barara. Yes, correct. That is Graham. That is correct. Sophie from Glen Iris is a citizen scientist of the first water. Hello, Sophie.
Oh, goodness me. I'm not sure about this one.
I've surprised you in your rooftop astronomical observatory at the moment.
In my lair.
In your lair. Hmm. In your lab, not your lair. Question number five. Which gas in the Earth's atmosphere is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis? It's not hydrogen, it's not nitrogen, it's not xenon.
Look, it's a complete guess. I'll go helium.
Not helium.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, anybody else? Kim from Blackmans Bay got this right. And Joe from Melton, correct? Yes. Annette from Perth, correct. Jeff from Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, how are you going?
Pretty good. Which gas in the Earth's atmosphere is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis?
I'll make a guess and say neon.
Not neon, no. Not neon. Same for the aurora australis, actually. Trev from Surface Paradise. Any good on these things, Trev?
I had a guess at first and nobody's mentioned it. I'm thinking that thing that everybody said was going to kill us because of a hole in it at one time. Is it O3 ozone?
No, not O3 ozone. No, it's not. Jane from Mudgee's got the right answer. Sean from Hobart, no. Joy of Logan, correct. What about Brett in Adelaide? Hi, Brett.
Yeah, g'day. I actually thought it was nitrogen, but that's been said.
It's not helium, hydrogen, nitrogen, xenon.
What about oxygen?
Correct. Yes. There we go. It was sitting there all along, wasn't it? It's oxygen.
I was running out of gases.
Yes, well, you're thinking, hang on, how many gases are there in the Earth's atmosphere? I mean, I don't think I could name any more than three, but anyway, well, these days, of course, there's all sorts of rubbish in the Earth's atmosphere, isn't there? Yes, it's oxygen, which is responsible for the vibrant greens and reds of the aurora borealis, which you see in the northern hemisphere, and the aurora australis, which you see in the southern, of course. Karina in Shell Harbour. Phil, I think it's the same stuff that keeps us alive, oxygen. Yep. It is indeed. Okay, Brett, onward and upward. Question number six. We're in science and nature. You can move. Dogs?
No, stay there. That's
okay,
fine.
We're staying here. On the 6th of July, 1885, 9-year-old Joseph Meister became the first recipient of a vaccine to prevent which disease?
Oh, polio?
No, not polio. No, Brett, as you know, the polio vaccine wasn't developed until the late 50s, wasn't it? 1960s? All righty. Troy from North Fitzroy. Hi, Troy.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. On the 6th of July, 1885, 9-year-old Joseph Meister became the first recipient of a vaccine to prevent which disease? Wasn't polio. That came much later.
I'm going to go smallpox. That's probably wrong.
No, it's not smallpox either, no. I know what you mean, but that did come early enough, didn't it? No, it's not. Susan from Hobart had smallpox. Robin had smallpox. Joe from Melton's got the right answer. Alan in Cumnock's got the right answer. What about Barry from Toowoomba? Hi, Barry.
G'day, Phil. I'm sorry, Phil. I rang up earlier about another question.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't got this one, Phil. But
would you like to rule out a disease of any kind?
Oh, dear. I'm not sure, Phil.
No worries. I don't know. Thanks, Barry.
Phil, thanks a lot, Phil. Thank you, Barry.
No, Mark from Perth, and that's not. No, it's not polio. Nick from the Central Coast. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, Phil, how are you?
Not bad. Not bad. We're in Science and Nature. On the 6th of July, 1885, 9-year-old Joseph Meister became the first recipient of a vaccine to prevent which disease?
I was going 50-50 between smallpox and rabies, and I'm just going to go with rabies.
So yeah, well, okay, well, it's not smallpox, yes. Rabies is correct. It is. Rabies.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, it's quite an old vaccine, isn't it?
Was that Louis Pasteur? I can't...
I don't know. No, Louis Pasteur was the smallpox thing, wasn't he? Pasteur.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think he was, yeah. Hang on, I don't answer questions, so I can't tell you. Question number 7. We're in science and nature, if you like, but you can move.
Let's just stay there.
Albinism is caused by a lack of which pigment in animals?
Albinism
is caused by a lack of which pigment in animals? What's that?
Oh, as in albino. Will it be melanin?
Correct. Yes. Melanin. Yes, albinism, which causes a person to be an albino, is caused by a lack of melanin in the skin. Correct. Question number 8. We're in science and nature. Staying here?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
In which ocean did the astronauts aboard Artemis 2 splashed down earlier this year?
Ocean.
In which ocean?
Yeah, it's got to be a 50-50 again. I'll go with the Pacific.
Correct, yeah. The Pacific Ocean. Thank you for the text, by the way. Edward Jenner developed the smallpox vaccine. Louis Pasteur did develop the rabies vaccine. Oh, okay, there you go. Okay. Very good. All right. L in Victoria Park had correct answers. Adrian from Bella Vista. Yes, good. Jane from Mudgee. Good. Nick, we're up to question number 9, science and nature. Last one in science and nature, if you like.
Well, it's working so far. This could be a record for me.
This will be your third one in a row. All right. Question number 9. By what name is the explosive compound 2,4-6-trinitrotoluene more commonly known?
Oh, it's got to be TNT, doesn't it?
Correct, yes. 2,4-6-trinitrotoluene is more commonly known as TNT. Kaboom!
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for science and nature. So we're back to German art, culture and food. Yeah, or swamps, swamps and wetlands, godparents or dogs.
I'll go with the dogs. Hopefully, it's all about Labradors.
You don't have to be too enthusiastic about it.
I love dogs.
Have you got a dog?
It's like I've got two Labradors.
Oh, two labs. Yeah. I bet you they're brown labs, are they?
No. Oh. We're close. We've got one black and one blonde.
Oh, okay. There we are.
Yeah.
Lovely dog, a Labrador. Beautiful dog.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to start a competition about that, Nick.
I've had heaps of other dogs over the years.
Oh, have you? Have you ever had any terriers?
Yeah, I had a Jack Russell.
Okay.
Yeah, she was cool.
The big dog and the little dog body, isn't that the problem?
Yeah. And then when you get a Labrador, you just get a 3-year-old human in a dog's body. It's the best.
They're a very beautiful dog, Labrador, I agree. All right, question number 10. We're in dogs, if you like.
Yes.
Italians would say fermo, and Germans would say blieb, for which basic dog command?
Oh, God.
Italians would say fermo, and Germans would say blieb, for which...
I'm going to say fetch.
Not fetch. No.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. Thanks, Nick. Mate. See ya. Bye. I hope I didn't disturb the labs in half case I had some German heritage there. See ya, Nick. Bye-bye. I've probably caused consternation in various households. George from Melville. G'day, George.
G'day, Phil. How Hi, Phil.
Question number 10 we're up to. We're in dogs.
Dogs, fair enough.
Italians would say fermo and Germans would say blieb for which basic dog command? It's not fetch.
Sit. Sit down.
Well, I'll give you one more guess, George.
Sit up.
No. No, we're not. I think, in all fairness, that is not correct. 1-300-800-222. Max is from Perth. G'day, Max.
Hi.
How are you, Max? We're in dogs. You got a dog, Max?
Yes, I do.
What sort of dog? What sort of hound is it?
It's a Labradoodle cross border collie.
Oh, nice. What did you say? Labradoodle cross border collie. Okay. It doesn't know what sort of dog it is. Question number 10. Italians would say fermo and Germans would say blieb for which basic dog command?
Roll over.
No, roll over. No. Sorry, Max. Thank you. Not roll over. My texter says, what would Barnaby say? That's the question. yes, shame about the accent, says my texter with the correct answer. Oh, yeah, I'm sure my accent is all over the joint. Trav in Perth. No, it's not. We've established this. It's not sit. No. Anybody know? 1-300-800-222. Well, come on, we've got lines free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. We have lines free. You will get straight through if you want it. Susan in Hobart's got the right answer. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Prince Chepessa from Tenterfield says German Shepherds are definitely the best wolfers. Yeah, well, here we go. We're not doing a favourite dog call in because this could go forever. But I think, in all fairness, Border Collies and Labs have got to be up there as some of the best household dogs ever, eh? Alan in Cumnock, correct. Yes, that's right. Dan in Scarborough. G'day, Dan.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. Italians would say fermo and Germans would say blieb. For which fetch? Basic dog command?
Is it fetch?
No, I've had fetch. It's not fetch.
Oh, okay.
It's not fetch. It's not sit.
Not fetch, not sit.
There aren't too many others, are there?
Shake?
No. I see what you mean. Shake hands. Yeah. No, it's not shake hands. Not shake hands. Richard from Lena Valley in Tassie. G'day, Richard.
Oh, it was through straight away. Excellent. Only because you said, what is it? You said it wasn't sit, so it's stay.
Correct, yes. Italians would say fermo and Germans would say blieb, for which basic dog command? No, it's not sit, it's stay, which is a different command, as we know.
Outstanding. And by the way, you mentioned terriers there before. To anyone that's thinking of getting a dog, don't get a terrier unless you're mad.
I know. They do look great, but look, you know, the trouble with terriers, not the trouble with terriers, I don't mean that, but all terriers are terriers, aren't they? That's the thing.
I'm stupid enough to have three of them. Two of them are crossbred. And this third one is all terrier. It's bull terrier, cross staffy from the pound, fourth hand to me. Mad, driven my world upside down after 4 years of training her. She's under control, but not really.
Not really.
And they are. If you want to teach dogs how to behave, don't get a terrier. You have to learn a whole new language. It might as well be Chinese. Like, it's just bizarre. But anyway, let's go on.
Someone said it's not bleib, by the way. It's blibe. Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, my German is as good as my French and my, you know, Lithuanian, my Russian and my Spanish. Question number 11.
Yep, go on.
We're in dogs. You can stay there if you like.
Oh, what the heck. Let's go there. Let's get a terrier question. I'll be an expert.
Which TV show has won 3 Logie Awards, an International Emmy Kids Award and a Peabody Award for Distinguished Achievement?
There's that one with the German Shepherd, and it's a German thing. Oh, no.
No, which TV show has won 3 Logie Awards, an International Emmy Kids Award, and the Peabody Award for Distinguished Achievement in a category called Dogs?
Oh, you're throwing me with the question there altogether. I'm just going to bow out and say Lassie, because obviously not that. But
no, not Lassie, Richard. See you, mate. Thank you. Thank you, Gary in Perth. Sorry to correct your German pronunciation, but stay in German is Bleib, not Bleib. no wonder no dogs were reacting. No wonder. Jane from Mudgee. No, that's not correct. Maria's got the right answer here. What about Joe in Perth? G'day, Joe. Hi, Joe. We're in dogs. Which TV show has won 3 Logie Awards, an International Emmy Kids Award, and a Peabody Award for Distinguished Achievement?
That would have to be Bluey.
Correct. Of course, yes, it's Bluey. And so it is. Actually, isn't the big Disney Bluey movie coming out soon? I think it is. I think it is, Joe.
I thought I'd won a Blue Heeler with that music you sent.
it's coming out in 3D. Is that right? Wow. Okay.
It's supposed to be very good.
In 3D. They're still making 3D movies, aren't they? Really? Okay. See, everyone's sending me the pictures of their dogs now. Hey, Joe, question number 12. We have got one left in dogs, if you like.
I'll stick with dogs, I think.
What breed of dog was movie star Rin Tin Tin?
German Shepherd?
Yeah, a German Shepherd.
Phew.
Correct. A German Shepherd, Rin Tin Tin. All righty, question number 13. Now, we've got to move now, so we've exhausted science and nature. We've exhausted dogs. 3 categories left: German art and culture and food, swamps and wetlands, or godparents.
Oh, swamps.
Swamps and wetlands. Joe's in Perth. Which Australian cricketer was born on the 20th of October 1991 in Attardale?
Ooh, one of the Marsh brothers. What'd you say, 91?
Which Australian cricketer was born 20th of October 1991 in Attardale?
Mitchell Marsh.
Correct. Yes, it was Mitch Marsh. That's right. Mitchell Marsh, swamps and wetlands. Question number
A loved son of Western Australia.
A much beloved son of Western Australia. Have you got any, come on, surely the West can produce some decent cricketers for us, Joe, because we're in urgent demand. I mean, they say they sacked Jake Weatherall, which is fair enough, but, you know, surely they could have cleaned out a few more.
There's some youth over here, and we've got some half-decent selectors as well.
Yeah, I know. Well, something needs to be done. I don't think a clean-out's enough. You know, come on, for heaven's sake. With that performance, surely you have a wholesale clean.
I honestly think we underestimate the opponent too. Bangladesh have done a few good things in the last couple of years.
Yeah, as usual. Usual hubris of the Australian cricket team, Joe. Yeah. Question number 14. All right, swamps and wetlands. Where would you find – is that where you want to stay?
Yes, please.
Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
Ooh. Country?
Sorry?
Are you after a country?
Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
Do we still do clues these days? I haven't done it for a while.
No, I haven't done do clues.
Sorry,
I don't do clues. Don't answer questions, Joe.
I'm going to say the Upper Amazon.
Not the Upper Amazon, no.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. No, not the Upper Amazon. All righty. Where are we? Kay from Bunbury. G'day, Kay.
Oh, how are you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Question 14, we're up to swamps and wetlands. Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
Well, I'm only guessing, but is it the Pilgrim's Progress?
No, it's not the Pilgrim's Progress. Oh, no. Sorry, no, that's not correct. Bo's on the road. G'day, Bo.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
The underground bears.
I must say, look, the underground pairs did have big fans, but it also did cause a national trauma. Oh, dear.
Marsh of Decay.
Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
I'm thinking it's not in the country. I'm thinking it's some kind of... the mouth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, you mean Dr. Fang turns his light on, looks in Bo's gob, and says, the Marsh of Decay.
He says, hang on, they're not meant to be green.
Not in your gob, Bo, thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Shut your mouth. Bye. See ya. See ya later. 1-300-800-222. Who's been waiting on here? James from Elwood. Hello, James. Thanks for waiting. Question 14. Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
Oh, hi, Phil. Before I answer, I was thinking how good it was someone said how owning a lab is like having a three-year-old child, because they're about the same intelligence. They're incredible.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I was thinking maybe it's Mordor.
Not Mordor, no. No, that's nice, but it's not Mordor. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Philip. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
I like the answer about the mouth. That was pretty funny.
It was funny, wasn't it, Bo? He can be a funny bloke, Bo.
Good. It's always good to laugh. I saw Carl Barron tonight at the State Theatre.
Oh, did you? I love Carl Barron, Jay. I think he's a very funny bloke.
Well, he'd want to be. He's a comedian.
Yeah, it doesn't always follow, Jay, as you know.
Yeah, well, I know that.
was he any good?
Yeah, I mean, he's very much a, physical, and his observations are good too.
Yeah, he's
storyteller, you know.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's
been doing it for 3 years, and
he's been at it a long time, hasn't he? Yeah.
I think he started. I don't know if he started on the Footy Show or Hey Hey or I don't know, but yeah, he's been around a long time. And it was good. My cousin had some tickets, and we went together to dinner.
Yeah, no, good on him. I ran into him the last time I met him. Actually, was I ran into him in the cafe. Gee, that would have been 14 years ago.
Okay.
And he was well established then. So, gee.
In Sydney, you mean?
Or? No, it wasn't in Sydney. No, he was in Canberra, actually. He was doing a show down there.
Yeah, okay. Oh. All right. Now, with this question, because I've been enjoying my quizzes and the Sea of Tranquility, and there's a lot of questions about the celestial stuff on the moon.
Where would you find the Marsh of Decay?
Yes, it's on the moon.
Correct, it is. It's on the moon, yeah.
Some people said it's not on this planet. It's not something you've heard of on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right. Linda Queensland had the right answer. Alex had the right answer. Robin had the right answer. May had the right answer. Morgan says, what about the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool? The Marsh of Decay. Yes, that's a very funny observation, Jay. Now, Morgan. Jay, question 15. Do you want to stay with swamps and wetlands, or you can move to German art, culture and food, or godparents?
German art, culture and food. Yeah. This is almost as good as the anagrams last night.
Which there's going to be a royal commission into that, you know.
God, that was
I'm going to be called.
Just scraping the barrel last night. I'll stick with the marshes and wetlands. I'm not confident.
Swamps and wetlands.
Yeah, whatever.
There was only one. Used as a source of biofuel, what name is given to an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter in a bog?
Can you read that again?
Yes. Used as a source of biofuel.
Yeah.
What name is given to an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter in a bog?
I mean, I can see it and I can smell it and I can see the steam coming off it, but I haven't got the word.
So. No good. Thanks, Joe.
Nah, thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No. Richard from Flinders Park. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Phil. First time caller and big fan, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Question 15, we're up to, used as a source of biofuel. What name is given to an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter in a bog?
Bit of a guess, but I'm thinking methanol.
Not methanol, no. Not methanol, no. Michael in Perth. G'day, Michael.
Good evening. All I can think of is peat.
Correct.
Oh.
Yes, used as a source of biofuel. Peat is an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter in a bog. Peat. Oh.
Excellent.
Well, what the Irish would...
On my next whiskey night to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the Irish would call turf, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't even know whether it's environmentally very sound to be burning turf anymore, or peat, is it? I don't know.
I wouldn't imagine so.
Probably not, no. Probably not. The last time I was in Ireland, probably the only time. No, I've been there a couple of times. There was a turf fire in the hotel I was at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was quite
interesting.
It was quite atmospheric, really.
We're actually heading over there in January, so might be looking out for one.
Oh, really? In January? Yeah. Oh, gee.
Be nice and chilly.
It's going to be nice and chilly, Michael. Where are you going in Ireland?
My wife's family's from Ireland, so down to Wexford. Sunny southeast, apparently.
Oh, there is no sunny southeast.
No, that's for sure.
Oh, that'll be fun. Having Christmas there?
Christmas in Germany at this stage.
Oh, okay.
So through the continent, Italy for my family, and then New Year's for Christmas. New Year's with the Irish family.
With the Irish family. Oh, where's your family in Italy from, Michael?
We're not far out of Naples, but most of my family's down in Florence, just out of there, which is lovely.
Oh, okay, lovely, yeah. Yep, I was there last year. Beautiful place.
Oh, lovely.
Question 16, swamps and wetlands. We've got one left, if you like. Oh, no, we've got two left.
Oh, the agony of choice. What are other options at the moment?
German art, culture, and food, or godparents?
Let's do German art, culture, and food and see how we go.
German art, culture, and food. Which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg concertos?
No idea. Let's just go Wagner. That sounds German enough.
It was. Well, he is, but not correct. Not correct. No, okay. Sorry, Michael. Thank you. But good luck on your holiday, too. That sounds great. Ash from Sorrento in WA. G'day, Ash.
How's it going, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. We're in German art, culture, and food. Which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg concertos?
Devastating.
Hmm.
Brandenburg. Nope. Beethoven.
Not Beethoven, no.
I'll knock that out.
At least it's knocked it out for someone, exactly. It's knocked it out for someone. Aaron from Adelaide. G'day, Aaron.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good. Who are we after here?
Mozart.
Not Mozart. Nope. Not Mozart either. Adam James from Hobart. Hi, Adam.
G'day, Phil. Yep.
Which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg concertos?
Pass. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sergio from Clemson in Clemsig in South Australia. Good, Sergio. Yeah, good.
Question, it wasn't him, was it?
Question 16. German art and culture and food. Which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg concertos? Now, because you live in a suburb with a German name, you should know this.
Handorf. No, I'm only joking. I reckon it's Brahms.
No, not Brahms. No. Sorry, not Brahms, no. Latif's got the right. Latif, yes, that is correct. Karina in Shell Harbour, correct. Tina in Fairfield, correct. Anybody else know? Come on, lines are free, 1-300-800-222. Who wrote the Brandenburg concertos? We're in German art, culture and food. Who wrote the Brandenburg concertos? 1-300-800-222. Julian Rosebud has got the right answer and says there's an Irish song called The Peat Bog Farmers. There's bound to be. There has to be more than one about peat farming, I imagine. Irish songs, heavens above. Elizabeth in Albany, correct. Jane from Mount Nazura, correct. Pam in Hobart, yep. Charlie from Mount Druitt, you'll know the answer to this, Charlie. Who is it? Which German composer wrote the?
You, Phil.
Yeah, you too. Which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg concertos?
Before I ever go at this, where do you think I was working tonight?
In the State Theatre.
And who was on?
It would be Carl Baron.
Yes.
Hey, how about you?
He's all right when he comes into the theatre, but he doesn't like hecklers. Do you know that?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
He gets them kicked out, actually.
Oh, okay.
If they cheese him off.
Oh, okay.
So, but he was pretty good.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad he's still going. I mean, it's tough work being a
33 years
stand-up comedian for 33 years. Hey, tell me, which German composer wrote the 18th century Brandenburg Concertos?
Would it be Strauss?
Not Strauss. Sorry, Charlie.
All right, mate.
See ya. Bye-bye. No, not Strauss. Pam from Mitchelton. G'day, Pam.
Hi.
Who is it?
I don't know, but it might be Bach.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's Bach indeed. Of course it's Bach.
Wow.
Yes, all right. All right, we'll put you on hold, Pam. We'll come back straight after the news. The Mighty Challenge. Yes, all right. Now, Pam was up on deck. G'day, Pam. Pam.
Yes, tell me.
Oh, by the way, Joy of Logan says, Phil, I've always got issues of the day, but I'm too much of an activist to call because he'd shut me down. I know this. It's how I judge it. Joy of Logan, you just had a crack at the Mighty Challenge. Give me a call, Joy. See, here you go. All right, that's coming up. Now, Pam, question 17. Yeah. We were in German art, culture and food. You can move if you like, or you can stay there.
We'll stay there, I think.
All right, German art, culture and food. 1976's Take the Heat Off Me was the debut album from which German disco group?
Wow. I'll say ABBA, but that's not right.
No. Sorry, Pam, no. ABBA is not correct. What about Phil from Sunshine? Hello, Phil.
Yep, hello.
Hello. We're in German art, culture and food. 1976's Take the Heat Off Me was the debut album from which German disco group?
Look, I don't know if they were a disco group, but when you say German, I'm thinking the band Falco.
Not Falco, no, sorry. Not Falco. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Yes. Joe from Milton's got the right answer. Matt from Reservoir.
Oh, no. We know it.
No. I don't know. German disco is probably not a big thing in Reservoir.
Oh, look, you'd be amazed.
There are small pockets out there, Matt.
There's probably pockets of German things that I'm too old to understand that's coming out of a Berlin underground. I don't know.
Yeah. So you reckon there's probably like thigh-slapping lederhosen wearing German pockets in Reservoir, do you reckon?
Well, it's getting fairly, it's the new Preston.
Ah.
Which is the new Thornbury, which is the new Northcote, you see. Wow. So, which is the new North Fitzroy.
Wow.
So it's,
wow.
It's why the Greens vote's going up. Shall we say?
You're getting woke. You're getting woke, Matt.
Oh, I've always been broke. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Take the Heat Off Me, 1976, was the debut album from which German disco group?
I didn't know they would. I don't think this is right. Well, this can't possibly. I'm sure they're American, but it's Boney M.
Of course it's Boney M. Jawohl. Jawohl. She's crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? I'm crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Yeah, stick only am on late night at the reservoir, you know, after dinner, push back the couch and the dining room table dance party, Matt. You're going to get the joint thumping. You get, you know, the cops.
Come in for Bluey. We've got a, well, actually, he turns two tomorrow. Well, he has just turned two. Those days are long past, Phil. There is a bar in Melbourne called Boney, though, that has a certain funky sort of 70s disco vibe.
German art, culture and food. There's one left. I feel it's yours. Or you could go swamps and wetlands or godparents.
Oh, I feel like they're all terrible choices. But, you know, I'm known for my terrible choices. Yeah, all right, let's stick with the Germans.
My texter says, I think it was Nick Revolt said, nothing good ever happens after midnight. Yeah, well, that's got a lot of meaning, right?
That's just, they're just trying to twist the knife now.
Yes, they are.
By the way, just on the peep thing, I did text that you didn't read it out before. Have you ever had a bog water bath?
Funny you should ask, Matt. No.
it's amazing.
What do you mean? You actually get your kid off and get into the bog?
Yeah, I stayed at a place in Donegal, like quite a fancy place called Harvey's Point. And, yeah, they've got a like big iron clawfoot and this quite fancy sort of hotel thing. Oh. And, yeah, it's like yellowy brown peat water comes out warm.
Oh.
And, very good for the skin.
Really?
It's weird. It's quite nice.
Don't you have to have a good decent shower afterwards?
You do. You just leaves a lovely ring around the bath for the staff to clean up. But
bog water. Only the bog Irish. Water. Only the but Irish.
You've tried it.
Question 18. What are we going to do here? German art.
We're Germaning.
German art, culture and food. What type of meat is the primary ingredient of Hasenpfeffer stew?
Oh, Hasenpfeffer. Oh.
Jawohl.
If I wasn't already using my handy, I could call someone at the Flughafen to let me know where to meet them at the Hauptbahnhof to find out about the Hasenpfeffer.
What type of meat is the primary ingredient of Hasenpfeffer stew?
I know you asked the questions, but I'm just trying to wonder whether you're looking for a German answer or just a more generic meat kind of... the temptation is to go uber German and say Kaiserfleisch, or whatever it is. I'll say bacon / that Kaiserfleisch kind of stuff.
No. Thank you, Matt. See ya. Thanks. Bye-bye. Onward, never upward in Reservoir. Betty from Dapto. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Phil. How are things?
Oh, not bad, Bet. Yes, no, really good. Really good.
Your eye is getting better.
My eye is getting better. Yeah, I don't quite look so scary.
That's good.
That's good. I reckon in a couple of months, I reckon it'll be completely back to normal. Well, that's what I'm hoping anyway.
Gee, that long?
Oh, well, it takes a while for the whole red thing to go away, you know.
Yeah. How are the girls going?
Girls are good, yes. Girls are good.
How are they coping with the heat over there?
Well, they seem to be all right. They say it's not as hot as where they are. Mind you, they're in London. It should be hot, but they say they're good.
Yeah, well, I think it's more sort of inland where they're getting a lot of heat over in.
Yeah, that's true.
The UK.
Now, Betty, tell me, what type of meat is the primary ingredient of Hasenpfeffer stew?
What did the last gentleman say?
Well, he wanted bacon.
All right. Well, I'll say chicken.
No. No chooks in the Hasenpfeffer, Betty. Yeah, right. See you, Bet.
Look after yourself.
Bye. See ya. Bye. Regards to Adrian and the chap who brings you up and puts you back down again. Good old Fred. All right, Joe from Ridgehaven, I got you there. I'll come back to you in a sec. Jonathan from Five Dock. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
What type of meat, Jonathan, is the primary ingredient of Hasenpfeffer stew?
Veal?
Not veal. No. Not veal. Joe from Ridgehaven. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day.
What type of meat's the primary ingredient of Hasenpfeffer?
Would it be rabbit?
Correct.
Yeah, we used to go rabbiting in the Adelaide Hills with the ferrets.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid.
Well, there's plenty of German influence in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah.
Hassenpfeffers. All right.
The Hassenpfesser.
All right, we've got godparents or swamps and wetlands?
Swamps and wetlands.
Swamps and wetlands. Great Kumbung Swamp is a major wetland system in which Australian state?
Would it be Queensland?
It's not Queensland, Joe. No. It knocks one out, but it's not Queensland. Claire from Modbury. Hello, Claire.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Great Kumbung Swamp is a major wetland system in which Australian state. It's not Queensland.
I haven't heard of it, so I'll just say Western Australia.
It's not in WA. Claire, no. Okay. Sorry, no, not in WA. Lines are free. You'll get one if you want one. Grab it. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Brett from Kalinga.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
Great Kumbung. Oh, good. Great Kumbung Swamp is a major wetland system in which Australian state, not WA, not Queensland.
Okay. I'll try New South Wales.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's in New South Wales. All righty. One left in swamps, other than, and then there are five in godparents. What do you want to do?
Well, it depends on how hard the. I'll try godparents.
Okay, godparents it is. Question number 20. Which English singer is godfather to Brooklyn and Romeo Beckham, Sean Lennon, and Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damien?
Which English singer
is godfather to Brooklyn and Romeo Beckham, Sean Lennon, and Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damien?
It's not Tom Jones or something, is it?
No, not Tom Jones. It's not Tom Jones, no. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
There you go, Phil.
Pretty good. Which English singer is godfather to Brooklyn and Romeo Beckham, Sean Lennon, and Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damien?
Not Rod Stewart,
Paul, no. Thanks anyway. Not Rod Stewart. Tracy from Mooney Ponds. G'day, Trace.
Oh, hi, Phil. There's quite a few breweries in Reservoir. There's a preponderance of breweries.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Why did I think Reservoir was dry? Oh, no, I'm thinking Box Hill's dry. Box Hill's dry, isn't it? Yeah.
Camberwell's dry. There's quite a few. Baldwin's dry. There's a lot of dry places in Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah. Question 20. Godparents. Which English singer is not Mooney Ponds? No way. plenty of boozers in Mooney Ponds, Tracy.
There's quite a few.
I lived in Mooney Ponds once.
Well, you've got the Grand up there, although that's Essendon. You've got the Link.
Yeah, that's right.
Mooney Ponds got at the junction. There's a couple.
Of I was only a young bloke. I can't remember.
I remember being asked
after coming out of the pub once in Mooney Ponds to move along by the copper.
Oh, well, I got kicked out of the Baby Grand. That's there. That's
I wasn't true. Doing it. I thought I was moving along, actually. You thought I wasn't moving along quite fast enough. Anyway, question 20. Which English singer is godfather to Brooklyn and Romeo Beckham, Sean Lennon and Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damien?
Oh, that's a lot. And that would be old because Elton John, maybe?
Correct. It is. Yeah, it's Elton John. Good on you. Rocket Man, burning out of fuse out of hell. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find a papa man that think I am at home. I'm down, down, down. I'm a rocket man. Yes, Elton. All right, Trace, we're up to question 21. Only five left here. Four in godparents, one in swamps and wetlands.
Please.
What's that?
Godparents.
Staying in godparents. Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
Oh, Madonna?
Not Madonna. No. Not Madonna. Michael from Vermont. G'day, Michael.
No. No, really?
Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons? It's not Madonna.
Would it be Cher? Cher.
No, it's not Cher either. Sorry, Michael. No, not Cher. Andrew from Nathalia. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Philip.
Well, what do you reckon? Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
I rang up for the Elton John one, but the first one, but no, I don't know whose sons are, so I'm going to have to love you and leave you.
Okie doke. Thank you anyway. All right, lines are free. You will get straight through. Give me a call, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joyce from Perth's got the right answer. What about Peter from Elmore? G'day, Peter.
Hello, Phil.
Pretty good. Which pop star?
I've never got one correct. I have when I'm not on air,
yeah.
Which is par for course for everybody, of course. I'm going to have a guess.
Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
I'm going to have a guess at Pink.
Yeah, not a bad guess, but it's not correct.
But it's not right.
No, it's not right. You've kept your unbeaten record, Pete. That's right.
Yeah. I come in as a tail ender and still do as well.
See you, mate. See you. Try at the beginning. 1-300-800-222 is the number. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Mudgee, correct. You're correct the second time round. What about Steve from Carrigbar? Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
It's Lady Gaga.
It is Lady Gaga, yes, very good. We are the crowd, we're coming out. That will flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you.
Not sure what it means, but this photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be your paparazzi.
Yes, Lady Gaga. All right, question 22, Steve. We've got one left in Swamps and Wetlands and three in Godparents, four left.
I'll stick with Godparents.
Who directed The Godfather?
That was Francis Ford Coppola.
Correct, Francis Ford Coppola.
You look terrible. I should eat. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
Here's the great Marlon Brando. Steve.
It was a shocker, wasn't it? The horse's head.
Oh, shocking.
Horse's scene.
Terrible, terrible. Great movie.
It's amazing, Phil, great. Great movie, and also Godfather 2.
But Godfather 2, maybe even better, yeah.
Yeah, but Godfather 3 left a lot to be desired.
Yes, I should have given it away by then. That's right. I think that's right. Going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It's amazing how Brando had so many classic lines in movies like Apocalypse Now and On the Waterfront. It's incredible how many classic lines.
He had this extraordinary screen presence, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. Question 23. Okay, we've got two left in Godparents, one in Swamps and Wetlands.
We'll stick with Godparents.
Which country singer is Miley Cyrus's godmother?
It'd have to be Dolly Parton, wouldn't it?
Of course it's Dolly, yeah. My coat of many colours that my mama made for me.
Why, was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors, my mama made for me.
Okie doke. All righty. Well, Steve from Carrying Bow, we've only got two left here. One in Godparents, one in Swamps and Wetlands.
Yeah, we'll stick with Godparents.
Okay,
Phil.
Godparents it is. Last one in Godparents. Voiced by Jennifer Saunders, the fairy godmother is the main antagonist of which 2004 animated movie?
You know, that's not, it's one thing that I never got into animated movies, except up until the Lion King, when I was had to read it out to to someone, to a little fellow.
Yeah.
That was the last one I ever got into, really. 2004.
Voiced by Jennifer Saunders, the fairy godmother's the main antagonist of which 2004 animated movie?
I'll just say Cinderella.
Not Cinderella. No. Sorry, Steve. Nearly got there, but sadly not at the death. Beth from Talabudra. G'day, Beth.
Hello.
Question 24, voiced by Jennifer Saunders. The fairy godmother's the main antagonist of which 2004 animated movie?
Is it Shrek?
Correct, yes. Which one? Shrek what?
Is it two?
Correct. It is, yes. Shrek 2.
Fiona.
Shrek.
Harold! You were supposed to give her the potion!
Well, I guess I gave her the wrong tea. Mummy!
Mummy?
I told you ogres don't live happily ever after!
And that's the way the cookie crumbled in the end, Beth. Okay, well, you put yourself here. Swamps and Wetlands. Swamps and Wetlands. In which Australian state would you find the town of Bacchus Marsh? Beth?
Victoria?
Correct. Exactly. It's in the state of Victoria. Well done, Beth. Excellent work.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess. Good on you. I'll put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. Thank you for that. Plenty of people with correct answers here for that and other questions as well. Shrek 2, yes. Victoria. Frank from Mount Evelyn in Victoria had Victoria. Maria had Victoria. Jane from Mudgee had Victoria. Joe from Melton. Very good. Annette in Perth, who had many correct answers. Also,
you've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.